Welcome to the Simply Charlotte Mason podcast. I'm Sonia Schaefer, and today we're going to be talking about nature study in a nutshell. So far in this series, we've talked about all the great benefits that we and our children can gain from doing nature study. And we've also addressed Charlotte Mason's encouragement to get outside one half day per week all year round. That all sounds great, but sometimes there's confusion about what you do once you step outside that door. What should nature study look like? Well, here is a lovely description that Charlotte gave in School Education, page 237. On one afternoon in the week, the children of the practicing school go for a nature walk with their teachers. They notice for themselves, and the teacher gives a name or other information as it is asked for. And it is surprising what a range of knowledge a child of 9 or 10 acquires. The teachers are careful not to make these nature walks an opportunity for scientific instruction, as we wish the children's attention to be given to observation with very little direction. In this way, they lay up that store of common information which Huxley considered should precede science teaching. And, what is much more important, they learn to know and delight in natural objects as in the familiar faces of friends. The nature walk should not be made the occasion to impart a sort of titbits miscellany of scientific information. The study of science should be pursued in an orderly sequence, which is not possible or desirable in a walk. It seems to me a sine qua non of a living education that all school children of whatever grade should have one half day in the week throughout the year in the fields. There are few towns where country of some sort is not accessible, and every child should have the opportunity of watching from week to week the procession of the seasons. Geography, geology, the course of the sun, the behavior of the clouds, weather signs, all that the open has to offer are made use of in these walks, but all is incidental, easy, and things are noticed as they occur. It is probable that in most neighborhoods there are naturalists who would be willing to give their help in the nature walks of a given school. Now, from that passage, let's draw some key principles to help guide your nature study. The first principle is, once a week, go on a nature walk with your children. Second principle is to notice things as they occur. Encourage the children to watch patiently and quietly for themselves, Charlotte said, until they learn something of the habits and history of bee, ant, wasp, spider, hairy caterpillar, dragonfly, and whatever of larger growth comes in their way. That's from Home Education, page 57. In other words, nature study should not be a staged, formal science lesson. And then, number three, give additional information as the child is ready for it. Be ready to offer related information in the moment of discovery. For example, if your child is observing a bumblebee within a patch of flowers, well, that's a prime opportunity to casually mention pollen and ask if the child can see any on the bee. Now, don't panic and think that you can't do nature study until you know all about everything outside. If your child asks about something and you don't have the answer immediately, that's okay. You now have a wonderful opportunity to do some research together and continue the excitement of learning about nature after you go back indoors. Principle number four, your goal is that the child will learn to know and delight in natural objects as in the familiar faces of friends. And the next principle is to watch the procession of the seasons from week to week. She also pointed out that weather, clouds, rocks, the course of the sun, and the lay of the land. Those are all appropriate items to include in nature study, as are wildflowers, trees, creatures, just any natural objects near your home. And last, if desired, you can invite a knowledgeable friend to accompany you on your nature walks to provide information that you may not know as your child requires it. And of course, don't overlook those spontaneous opportunities that arise amid your everyday life. My daughter and I just returned from the library where she noticed an earthworm on the sidewalk. It was trying to get back to the moist earth. We stood and watched that worm for quite a while. Such a delightful pause in our day. Now, you also may have noticed that Charlotte promoted nature study in a rural setting. It makes sense that there's more nature to observe in the country as compared to in the city. But that's not to say that you can't do nature study if you live in a city. There are still plenty of opportunities to find natural objects that you can learn to know and delight in. If you live in a city, you can still look at the clouds and notice the weather, get to know the trees in your yard, observe pets, take a field trip to a pond or to a farm, observe insects such as ants, flies, crickets, spiders, hopefully not cockroaches, watch sparrows, or attract other local birds with a bird feeder. Watch the growth of flowers. You can always plant some yourself. You can adopt a swarm of bees in your backyard. One of our CM moms wrote about that experience with her children. You'll find a link to her story in the show notes. You could visit any nearby streams or create a butterfly-friendly backyard. Or plant a container garden of herbs. See, nature is all around us. We have only to pause and look intentionally to benefit from it. Karen Andriola has written a delightful living book that allows you to follow one family as they do nature study. It's called A Pocketful of Pine Cones. Parents will learn a lot about nature study and what it looks like just by reading this story. And I think you'll be inspired to go and do likewise. Just a note, A Pocketful of Pine Cones is designed to be an enjoyable, instructional book for parents. It's not meant to be used as a read-aloud to the children. Next time, we'll discuss the nature notebook and how you and your children can record all of these observations that you make as you go on your nature walks. Thanks for joining us for the Simply Charlotte Mason podcast. You'll find links to suggested resources, related articles, and a written transcript of this show in the show notes and at simplycharlottemason.com. See you next time.